Well, this is like the fourth time I've attempted to record this little anchor episode. I didn't realize that there's like a 5 minute limit on this, so I really need to. Oh, jeez, I've got to be efficient with these things. Anyway, I'm going to keep this short and sweet and stop rambling on. It's Sunday, the 12th of November, I believe. I'm at 7 Mile Beach. I'm about to pound out a couple of hours of podcasting. I have not had much time this week to do much podcasting. I've been commuting up to Sydney for the last 8 days straight, and I live a couple of hours, two and a half hours south of Sydney. So a lot of driving, and by the time you get home, there's not a great deal of time. So anyway, whinge, 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 complain, complain. I got a lot of great stuff done this week, but was not related to podcast work. So right now, I'm going to record the intros and outros to episode 106 and 107. And I'm going to record and map out the first two episodes of my new podcast that will be launching at the end of this month, hopefully, if everything goes to plan, which is called Self Starter. And that's going to be about small business, self-employed freelancers, and really sort of hit a number of different segments of audience that are either sitting in an office job or doing a 9-to-5 job that they hate, working for somebody else, and they've got an idea, but they've never actually followed through to make it a reality, and do something on their own accord. Or people that do have an idea and they start working on it and they're getting closer to launching something. People that have been that have launched something and they're working on it for, they've been in business for, a few weeks or a few months, so they're still in those early stages. And then people that have been in business a small business, self-employed for several years or decades. And I really want to capture those people. I want to not only remove a lot of the fears of getting started, but I also want to give people reassurance that when they're about to launch, that there's people out there doing it. I want to give reassurance to people that have started their journey as a small business or getting started with it all, and they're a few months in, and I want to give them reassurance that they're on the right track and to keep their head down and keep working hard. And I also want to have people that have been self-employed for a number of years to just understand and get some best practices from other people that are doing great things as well. So a lot of eye-openers. It's going to sound a lot more mapped out and concise when I record everything, but that's a bit of a hazy nutshell of what self-starter is going to be all about. And ultimately, it's for me because it's a big interest for me, and I really want to use the podcast platform as a bit of a tool for myself to do a bit of self-education and get out there and talk to people and just, get a bit of dispel some fears for myself, get some reassurance for myself, and also to learn from others as to what they're doing at various stages of their self-employment lifespan or timeline or whatnot. So anyway, enough of that. I've got a lot of work to do for the next couple of hours. I'm looking around at 7 Mile Beach. I'm just sitting in the park here, and it's absolutely beautiful, beautiful day. So I'm going to try not get too distracted by my surroundings and pound out some work. So have a great Sunday or have a great day whenever the hell you listen to this and whoever the hell listens to this. I still haven't worked out Anchor, but we'll record a few more things in the near future. All right. Bye-bye.